It's April 30th, 2010. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This week, we have a special story to share. An Apple engineer was celebrating his birthday, having some drinks, when he left his fourth-generation prototype iPhone at the bar and left. Little did he know that the person who found the prototype went on to sell it to tech blog Gizmodo for $5,000. Gizmodo then posted a story about it called How Apple Lost the Next iPhone, a story that has had over 2.3 million views so far. Gizmodo took the phone apart and found that it had a front-facing camera for video chat, a camera flash, and a new display. But then things got weird. Apple weird. The police raided Gizmodo editor Jason Chen's home, taking his computers, hard drives, cameras, and smartphones. Legally, Gizmodo could be charged for buying stolen property if the person who found the phone didn't try to give it back to Apple. The Electronic Frontier Foundation and others believe that Apple and law enforcement officials overreacted and believe that Chen deserves to be shielded from police searches just as journalists are. But many online commenters on various stories are calling out Gizmodo for profiting off of an Apple engineer's beery mistake. I talked about this episode with media and technology lawyer Jeffrey Neuberger, who also is the legal correspondent for MediaShift. I asked him whether the court might question whether Gizmodo blogger Jason Chen might qualify under the Journalist Shield Law.
But, you know, California has already sort of looked at that issue in the O'Grady case. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It also involved Apple. And sort of in that case, you know, looked at the facts and circumstances of the blogger and said that the blogger was a journalist. So here, you know, I suspect that that issue would get resolved the same way.
Neuberger also said he thinks this case could end up being significant for bloggers who practice journalism.
Another opportunity for a court to examine the issue of bloggers as journalists. And, you know, although I expect that the court will follow the O'Grady case, you know, it may or may not. And, you know, that, you know, that's one of the big fundamental issues that bloggers have been, you know, thinking about for a long time. So it would be interesting to see how that comes out in this case as well.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about the Gizmodo iPhone story? Our last poll question was, what do you think about ads on your mobile phone? 55% said they are the spawn of the devil. 26% said they will accept them for free apps or services. 12% said they have to be relevant. And one person said, I want free minutes if I have to look at ads. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog, Idealab, at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.